Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dave Richards, CBS Sports fantasy football expert, is a Chicago guy made good. And you can catch Dave and the rest of the CBS Sports fantasy crew on CBS Sports HQ, streaming live 24/7 on anything that gets Wi-Fi. For the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Molly. Good morning, David. And not a great morning after that Bears game last Sunday night.
Boy.
I'm sure that took a toll on everybody, but the sun will rise every day. Of course, I'm not giving you anything that you didn't already. And on Sunday in particular, I think the Bears can look for a victory against the Seahawks. Seattle on the road, second week in a row. Bears defense looked better than I think even I thought they'd be. And I thought they'd be pretty good. I think they're going to have their way with Russell Wilson, and I think they come away with a win.
Oh, put it down.
Dave, yeah, but it does look like they've got major problems trying to, pass block, something you need. I'm talking about Seattle. And boy, was Khalil Mack good, huh? And presumably, as he gets in better condition, he will only get better. And I think we're looking forward to great things from him.
I agree with you. And I'm also looking forward to great things from Roquan. And I think
when
he gets up to speed, then the run defense, which was already good last year. You know, you go back toward the end of last season, the Bears only allowed one really good game to a running back. And it was in Week 17, so everybody had a foot out the door for the offseason anyway. But You go back to late last season, and then certainly against the Packers on Sunday night, they look good. And there is room for them to get better against the run, and that's always been a staple of successful Chicago Bears teams, is that they're able to stop the run, they're dominant defensively, they're getting there right now. The offense will come around. I think that it looked to me like Mitchell just was jittery, especially in the comeback effort, just did not look good at all. I think once he starts to calm down and once he gets used to this offense even more, this team could be really exciting. And there's a lot of great fantasy options on this team as well.
Okay, Dave, looking at Week 1 surprises, anything that happened last weekend affect your decision-making going into Week 2?
Well, you can look in Dallas first and foremost, and that's a team that just really did not have anything going for itself. They played against Carolina, and that's another team that disappointed just a little bit. Our former Bear Greg Olsen got hurt in the game. He's out for a long period of time. Cam Newton didn't have a monster game. Christian McCaffrey really needed every single yard to help his fantasy owners out. The other interesting team, and I say interesting, but I really mean disappointing, is Tennessee. And it was an awkward situation for them because they had to pause their game twice against Miami. But that was an offense that I thought would take a big step forward this season. They lost their starting left tackle early on in the game. Derrick Henry didn't get nearly as much run as I thought. Even though Corey Davis got a lot of targets, he didn't have a big game. Mariota got hurt. Really, the only guy that stood out for Tennessee is Deion Lewis. And maybe the worst part of all is that they lost their tight end, Delanie Walker. Really, that's where fantasy owners are scrambling this week. They're without Greg Olsen. They're without Delanie Walker. Trey Burton only had one catch, so people are freaking out about him. They're turning to their waiver wire, and they're turning to guys like Eric Ebron and Jared Cook, who have been perennial underachievers in fantasy, but they've got interesting matchups this week, and they could end up being solid for their fantasy teams. I would say that Tennessee was surprising, and then basically everything in that Dallas-Carolina game was very surprising.
All right, let's get to your public. They seek you, and we'll start with David on I-55. Dave, you're on with Dave Richards. Go ahead.
Hey, looking for a flex play. I have to choose between Will Fuller, Nelson Aguilar, Philip Dorsett, or Bilal Powell. Thanks.
I'm going to go with Aguilar. I really like the matchup for him against Tampa Bay. You want to talk about injuries, the Bucs secondary is all beat up right now, and Jason Pierre-Paul, their best pass rusher, might not play in the game. It means good things for Nick Foles, who, believe it or not, is a decent starting quarterback this week, not top 12, but decent. And I think Aguilar is going to continue to be a focal point in that passing game. I think he's the guy that you go with.
Let's go to Jimmy on the road. You're on the air with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave. Need some help with my wide receiver, too, full PPR. I have Josh Gordon versus the Saints, and then Amari Cooper versus the Broncos. Or would you even recommend maybe just streaming one of someone off the waiver wire, since neither of those are that appealing? Thanks, man.
I am not going to let Josh Gordon out of my sight. He is going to be in my lineup, ready to rock. He's going to get more targets. He had a touchdown last week. Played a ton, barely had any targets in the game. He's still working on his conditioning to get into the shape that the Browns want him to be in. And did you see what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just did to the Saints' defense last week? They torched them through the air. The Saints' pass rush isn't what we thought it was, and I think the Browns are going to have to throw in this game simply because they've got to keep up on the scoreboard with Drew Brees and company. Josh Gordon should have a nice game. He should be the one to start.
We have a texter saying that he has to choose between Deshaun Watson at Tennessee or Kirk Cousins at Green Bay.
Cousins is the safer play. I'll admit that much. But I still think that Deshaun Watson should be given another chance in fantasy lineups. I took a real close look at that game against the Patriots. And the one thing that I noticed is that his offensive line, which already wasn't great to begin with, got worse in the game. They lost their starting right tackle. The replacements just aren't going to be very good there. This is a bad offensive line. I am concerned about Deshaun Watson being effective for 15 more games. I think that you can start him while you have him. It's good that you have Cousins on your bench. But if you've got Deshaun Watson on your fantasy team and you don't have another quarterback, get one, because I'm not sure he's going to survive the season given that offensive line. And just given his he just seemed to have this very cavalier type of attitude. Just sat back in the pocket, was almost too patient, almost too slow to throw the football. He needs to speed that up a little bit and get the ball out faster to make up for that bad offensive line.
Another guy says Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and so now that's an example where I will go the other way, because I think Patrick Mahomes proved what his upside is last week. Two of his touchdown passes were literally flips right in front of him. The ball didn't even travel a yard. But he still was able to throw deep. He averaged about 14 yards per pass attempt. I think that you're going to see Patrick Mahomes throttle Pittsburgh secondary. They're dealing with injuries of their own there. Should be a high-scoring game between the Chiefs and the Steelers. Kansas City really has not had great success. They've played Pittsburgh five times the last four seasons. They're 4-1 in those games. The quarterback has not done well in those games. But that quarterback was Alex Smith. It's not Patrick Mahomes. The upside is too good to ignore. I would start Mahomes ahead of Deshaun Watson in week two.
Garrett in Naperville, you're on the score with Dave Richard.
I have Christian McCaffrey. It's a touchdown-heavy league. Yardage really isn't significant. Playing Christian McCaffrey, I need one of the three: Hyde versus the Saints, Kenyon Drake versus the Titans, or Alex Collins tonight.
I'm going to go with Drake, and it's just because I think the matchup is better than it looks. I know the Jets did a great job against the Lions running backs last week. I think Drake's upside just can't be ignored. Little worried about Alex Collins. A, it's not the easiest matchup in the world for him. And B, Javoris Allen is legitimately going to take work off his plate, similarly to how Frank Gore will take work off of Kenyon Drake's plate. But I like Drake's upside better.
Let's try, let's go with Mark. Mark is on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys, I've got a full PPR league, so I'm looking at Isaiah Crowell or James White.
As of now, it's James White. It has to be, because he might be the only healthy running back in the New England Patriots offense. It's a difficult matchup for him against Jacksonville. There's no doubt about it, but we know that he's got reliable hands, and Tom Brady's going to have to lean on him with Rex Burkhead not on the field. If Sony Michel is playing in his first NFL game, you can't expect him to have a big workload, and we know that Jeremy Hill is done for the season. Crowell was good last week. I know that he ended up being a great start. Everybody whiffed on that, including the Detroit Lions. You want to talk about a bad defense, just go look at the Detroit Lions. But I think James White in the PPR league is the better option.
Dave, we've got a texter who asked a question about a guy Bears fans are familiar with coming into town on Monday night with the Seahawks, Brandon Marshall.
I think he's going to play a lot in this offense. Now, they just lost Doug Baldwin, and that guy was basically the security blanket for Russell Wilson. He's out of there now. You're going to see a lot of Brandon Marshall, and think about what this offense had last year compared to this year. Baldwin was there. He caught a bunch of touchdowns. Jimmy Graham had a ton of touchdowns. Those guys are gone now. So Marshall is going to have plenty of opportunities to score. He had a touchdown last week. He had another one called back by an offensive pass interference penalty because he's not as smooth as he used to be. But I do think that Brandon Marshall, just by sheer volume, will be helpful for fantasy owners.
Hmm. We have a guy wondering if he should trade Le'Veon Bell. He's got a trade offer, and it's interesting the idea that you know, Dustin took him first in his fantasy team. Should Dustin trade Le'Veon Bell?
That was rough. You know, a lot of people took Le'Veon Bell, and then they scurried to get James Conner on their team. And right now, I'm sure they're glad that they did. And it's not too late. You got to give up more for James Conner than you did this time last week. But you got to try and get him for if and when. And it's really more a matter of when, not if, that Le'Veon Bell comes back. Could be as soon as next week. Could be as soon as week 12. He'll be back at some point between then. If you're going to trade Le'Veon Bell, you should expect to get someone in exchange who you would have taken with a third-round pick. I think that that's about as good as you'll get in exchange for Le'Veon right now. And if you can't get that, just be patient, because when he does come back, he should be a helpful part of your fantasy team.
Novell on the road. You're on the air with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. Dave, I need some help this week. In the standard league, I need three. One flex and two wide receivers. Jamal Williams, Keenan Cole, Cobb, Hogan, or Dorsett?
I'm going to go with Cole, Hogan. And it's a tough call between Cobb and Dorsett. Cobb's just got this bad track record against Minnesota. I don't think he's ever had more than 80 yards in a game against the Vikings. I think he's scored against them maybe twice in his entire career. So let's go crazy. Let's just go with these Patriots receivers against Jacksonville and then start Dorsett ahead of Randall Cobb against Minnesota.
How about Allen? Allen is on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. So last year I drafted Tyler Eifert and Jordan Reed and went through eight tight ends last year. This year we decided to draft Greg Olsen and Delaney Walker. So I'm trying to figure out what tight end I could room for the rest of the year. Should I go with Clay or maybe pick out the Seattle tight end?
Yeah, you're in bad shape no matter what you do, because both those guys aren't going to be very good. Usually the answer to your fantasy questions doesn't involve a Buffalo Bill. So if you want to go ahead and roll with Will Dissly, you can, but I'll give you some other names. They might be on your waiver wire. Antonio Gates, Austin Seferian-Jenkins, Benjamin Watson. If you actually have time to like wait for a tight end to develop, I think Ian Thomas in Carolina, the guy who's going to replace Greg Olsen, could be good. And keep an eye on what the Steelers end up going with at tight end this week. If Vance McDonald is healthy enough to play, I like his matchup against Kansas City.
All right, Dave, before we let you go, what is one thing you think could happen this weekend but is maybe unexpected? Maybe something people aren't looking for? Maybe a sleeper pick?
Well, a sleeper pick or a bust pick, because you can go either way with that. You know, I can give you a guy who's going to do bad. I think.
How about
Cam
a bust
Newton
pick? We like busts.
All right, Cam Newton is going to have a rough week against Atlanta. Last five games against the Falcons, he's been under 20 fantasy points every single time. His offensive line is in bad shape, and he just lost Greg Olsen. So I'm very nervous about starting Cam this week. I like Jared Goff better, Alex Smith better, Jimmy Garoppolo better. Start them all ahead of Cam Newton in week two.
That's good.
Good
I
stuff.
Like
good
we,
advice.
Yeah, we love a good bust. And you know, that he lost his tight end, too, one of his favorite targets.
Yeah.
Safety valve. All right, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy week two.
Thanks, guys. Good luck in your leagues. I hope you guys crush it.
All right, buddy. That is Dave Richard, CBS Sports Fantasy Football Expert. Follow him on Twitter. And once he gets off the phone with Dustin, he'll be able to help you.
Best in the biz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.